Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of We Got That White House Ambi Trend.
Ooh.
The White House Ambien. That shit hits hard.
Yeah, man.
I am Jack. That is Miles.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. So there's an Inspector General's report. From the Department of Defense that came through. I think they started this investigation when Ronnie, aka the Candyman, Trump's personal physician, was accused of basically handing out candy, pharmaceuticals, psychoactive pharmaceuticals for the other people in the White House. He was like, never did it. So they started an investigation that has just been released. And it seems like, all right, so I'll just read the report says, we found that the White House medical unit provided a wide range of healthcare and pharmaceutical services to ineligible White House staff in violation of federal law and regulation and DOD policy. Additionally, the White House medical unit dispensed prescription medications, including controlled substances, to ineligible White House staff.
No way.
Yeah, during Trump administration. So I don't know. Like, you can kind of see that Trump is on speed all the time in like micro details, the sniffling, the flakes of Adderall shooting out of his nose. one time it like shot out of his nose and you could like see one of his eyes like track it on the way to the ground because like, he was close. hyper aware from all the Adderall he'd been snorting. And then also like just the broadly like boom bust cycles of being awake and furious and falling asleep and being asleep like days.
And I'm sure there's a ton of degenerates too that were in that White House who were just like, yo, wait, there's a fucking pharmacy in here?
Yeah.
Hold on, man. Hey, dude, can I get like some Vicks or what, man? Like, because that'll help a lot. They're like, you're technically ineligible. But well, hook it up, man. Hook it up. This also feels like, is this not standard practice? I feel like this would be any administration, like not to be like, this is a Trump only type situation, but it feels like if you have some kind of like weird, like that there is a doctor on hand and you can be like, hey man, can I get some of that? Yeah. Like that you'll always have people being like, hey, can I get some of that?
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Right, here on the low. Here's some uppers, like some downers.
White houses in general are full of like Elvis drug abuse. You know, like Elvis didn't do illegal drugs, but he abused the shit out of whatever. his doctor would give him, and his doctor would give him anything because he was Elvis, to the point that, you know, didn't make it out of his 40s. So it feels like that is kind of the status quo. Like during that first Dr. Ronnie Jackson scandal, I remember people were talking about how like Obama administration officials would like be on planes and, you know, take one to put you out and one to turn the lights back on.
Yep.
Yeah. He would just kind of be walking down the aisle of Air Force One, just handing them out.
Like, yeah, like it's the Eucharist.
Exactly. I mean, I remember even reading like JFK being shot up with a lot of speed and like painkillers because he had back issues, but, you know, more or less constantly out of his mind. With the Trump White House, though, it wasn't just uppers. Of the numerous problems with the medical unit, one of the most disturbing is its cavalier approach toward narcotics, particularly when the nation is suffering from a devastating opioid addiction crisis. All phases of the White House medical unit's pharmacy operation had severe and systemic problems. It stocked 4 opioid pain medications: fentanyl, hydrocodone, morphine, and oxycodone.
Yeah,
they really needed that Provigil. They really needed that upper to keep
just
them
to
straight.
Bring you back. You know? They're like, "Hey, man, woo, this motherfucker." They Rents Priebus is nodding the fuck out, man. Can you help him? He is fucking bad, bro. He has to speak to the fucking UN in a second. He's like, Yeah. Well, surprising yet not surprising. But also, I like that. Like, it's like, how long did this investigation take?
They like, went deep.
Here we got it. We got it.
Controlled medications,
everything,
including the sleeping pill Ambien and the stimulant Provigil, were dispensed, quote, without verifying the patient's identity.
Yeah.
Just like,
hell yeah.
A witness told investigators that Dr. X asked if I could hook up this person with some Provigil as parting gift for leaving the White House in the unit. It was authorized for us to do that kind of stuff. So they were giving it out as a gift.
Dude, hook it. I love that. Hook it up. It's just like we're using straight up drug talk in the way. It's like, hey, man, you think we could hook it up with some Fenty, man, for him?
Right. I mean, remember there was,
you know, he's trying to get clean, but this will just help. You know what I mean? This will just help a little bit.
There were the early days in the Trump administration where they like talked about there was that room of interns that just existed
vaping?
In a vape cloud.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Like a perpetual vape cloud.
You know, those guys were probably like doing like, they're like, yo, man, I'm going to fucking sprain my wrist doing some Heely tricks in my shoes. And then I can go to the doctor and be like, oh, dude, my wrist, bro. You got something for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing tricks in my Heely shoes. Yeah, the ones you told me to not wear with the wheels in the heel. But I'm working on I needed some footy for my fucking new mixtape, dude.
So Brian, the editor, points out this does finally answer the question, how do they sleep at night? With a lot of help, baby.
Just some Vicodin, man. You know what I mean? Goblets of wine.
Help from someone that they call the Candy Man.
Yeah.
All right. Nancy Pelosi wants the FBI to investigate pro-Palestinian protesters because they're financed by Russia, obviously.
Yeah. This is an interesting one because while I think there's like room for that to be true because it's definitely part of Putin or Russia's plan just in terms of sowing discord is to find like wedge issues and then be like, okay, let's energize these kinds of things. But to like entirely lay that at the feet of like Russian funding or disinformation from TikTok because it's Chinese, I think is such an incredibly just a fucking slap in the face to human beings who are witnessing what is happening in Gaza and then being like, this is offensive. It needs to stop. And this is like horrifying what I'm seeing. And then Nancy Pelosi is so high on power and elderly that her only conclusion is like, well, I'm not disturbed by it. So it has to be Russia or China. Like, that's what's wild is like that. Anyway, that came out of her so quickly and so easily and not understanding this, like how people were completely baffled by what she was saying. But it makes sense because she's, you know, part of this this whole infrastructure for the Democratic Party. And what might as well just blame it on something rather than people having some kind of like having eyes and a conscience.
Yeah. If the polling, which states that like people are really in favor of a ceasefire and disapprove of, you know, what is happening in Gaza. If that polling is inconvenient, then she's just going with not should we like reevaluate what, yeah. where we are? They're going no. with you're actually brainwashed by Putin. She went on CNN on Sunday and said that pro-Palestinian protesters in the U.S. were secretly connected to Russia's geopolitical agenda and possibly financed by the Russian government. And she's mm-hmm. going to ask the FBI to investigate the financing of pro-Palestinian protests. Just god-tier brain rot.
It's like the same shit like Republicans do. It's like, well, we need the FBI to investigate this thing that has no bearing like of actual truth or something, but we just need to get that out there, that there's something to investigate, that something's right. afoot. And it's not the, you know, not the American empire just humming along doing what it does. Yeah. So, yeah, it fucks me up when I heard this, because I'm like, yeah, damn, these people are so fucking out of touch. They live in outer space, yeah. and they think they understand the dynamics at play to win an election in November when so much shit is basically on the line in terms of like whatever the fuck Project 2025 is going to be in a Trump 2.0 administration, and they're busy being like, okay, let's not look at the thing that's clearly affecting some of the support from the people that you need to get votes to like win an election. And like, let's just say it's you guys are just fucking lemmings who right. are just marching lockstep with foreign adversarial governments rather than doing a bit of introspection. So, I mean, again, it makes sense. Like we were saying on yesterday's show, it's like they'd rather just go all in on reproductive rights and make yeah. that the big thing they talk about rather than trying to. And then like also with the immigration stuff that Biden's doing, like, well, let's go to the right on immigration and maybe that can make up for the people we lost because of the genocide that we're a party to.
Right. Maybe we'll grab some of them.
Well, and also like you also think young voters are not going to really be like, oh, yeah, man, what happened to the fucking dreamers? Like, and all right. this other shit that like was being promised, and you're going to completely just go full reverse on that. The math ain't math. And I don't know what polls they're looking at, but it might be some version that they're like, hey man, can you just make up a poll that makes us feel like we're right now?
There's also, because the messaging was a little confusing because it was funded by Putin, but then she also responded to protesters, go back to China where your headquarters is. So it's unclear who's behind this. They're still trying to figure out who is funding these people who object to the killing of 26,000 people. And
are they going to just go after like DEI next? Maybe.
Who?
Like, just be like, you know, it's just this woke culture that has people looking at untold horrific death of innocents in mass, and they are affected. I don't know that these people are snowflakes. Yeah. We used to just do this shit on the daily and y'all didn't say shit. I don't know what's going on now. I don't know why y'all suddenly have a conscience.
That's true. It's like, what it's just weird. Is going on?
That's what I'm like. I was saying this backstage, before the Bituation pod, like we're just like in this really bizarre period where the elites have been using like this form of explaining foreign policy or disseminating news that was like how adults interact with children. Like it's like Elf on the Shelf foreign policy where they're like, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know at night. This elf come to life and you don't understand. So don't get, this is adult's work. And now most of the people that are of voting age are too old for that shit, basically. Right. And they're like, what the fuck, man? I used to be able to be like, hey, you better behave because Elf on the Shelf. But they're like, there is no fucking elf. And this is bullshit. That's a doll that you got up there. And they are just scratching their heads, completely baffled as to what's going on. And because they're unable to do any sort of level of introspection, the easiest thing to do is to begin to point fingers outside of themselves and say, it's this, it's that, it's that. It can't, it's not us. Yeah. And that arrogance really fucking frightens me because, God, it's just a fucking fucked up race to the bottom now.
Yeah. So, I mean, you used to get people when they became adults to buy in by giving them something. Like sustainable home. Life, but they stopped healthcare. Doing that, and they're just expecting people to follow along just out of pure inertia, but it's just not there anymore.
you have a generation of people, especially like Gen Z. I mean, granted, like we had the internet, but like I didn't, there was not the resources for me to begin to like understand what is like what my government's foreign policy, how that affected me or economic policy affected me. But like with Gen Z and younger, they're like, wait, what'd they tell you? Go to college and you get a house and shit? And then they start Googling and shit. And they start, there's more information available to them at a, like a more rapid tick and of higher quality. So yeah, that's what you're dealing with. Your kids, your kids know how to search the fucking internet and they're going, is Elf on the Shelf real? And it says, hell no. And they're like, oh my God, who's Putin's internet they're on?
That's right. They just want to kill Christmas. It all comes back to the war on Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
We're back.
And Universal Orlando has a new theme park, Epic Universe, that just announced some more details, including that the 5 themed lands will include Super Nintendo World, what everybody wants. Thank you. Yeah. A How to Train Your Dragon area. There's definitely, that's like a movie that people liked when it came out.
Do your kids fuck with How to Train Your Dragon?
They have not to this point fucked with How to Train a Dragon.
They're not fucking with dragon training. Okay. Yep.
But they're also like less in on Pokemon than most. So like something about the training of animals or beasts does not appeal to them, maybe.
Yeah. Sounds like animals.
They're not in on Pokemon because I avoid it because I just don't have, I don't understand it. And so I just,
Russia's influence, man.
I got so many plates spinning trying to keep the Pokemon out of their world. It's like the Truman Show in my household.
Wait, is it because you're afraid that will just open the floodgates to like a whole new like world of wonder and obsession for them?
Yeah, and I don't understand it, and I have to. And then they'll think I'm dumb, Miles. So I gotta keep the ruse up for another couple of years until they're past Pokemon age. It's a grind.
They're like, Dad, tell us what. Wait, what's Raichu, Dad? And you're like, oh, fuck.
Ugh. God.
What is this? Fucking, what are you on? Putin's internet? Get the fuck out of here with that. Raichu.
What are you smoking? I'm going to bring in somebody to scare you straight.
Dad, what are you reading on your phone? Nothing. I'm just telling you, Raichu is a Pokemon species in the Nintendo Game Freaks media franchise first introduced. What, Dad? Are you just reading? No,
this is how I talk sometimes.
From Miles. He was just telling me about something really interesting.
But the third park that was announced was a Dark Universe section, which
what the fuck is that?
You might remember their failed attempt at creating a shared cinematic universe that only ever amounted to a couple of movies that did very badly and, you know, a publicity photo featuring several problematic men plus Sophia Boutella. She was in the Mummy one, I think, with Tom Cruise. And the movies that like might as well not exist, but apparently they're just repurposing some of the branding for a new monster attraction themed around a Frankenstein character, Dr. Victoria Frankenstein.
And what, like,
it's just weird that they're doubling down.
Is Van Helsing one of their IP too? Like it's just
probably,
so weird that,
but that movie didn't do great either.
Yeah. It's just wild. Oh yeah, that's a Universal joint too, Van Helsing. It's just like odd when they're like, fuck man, what IP do we have? It's like they're going through their garage and they're like, I don't know, man. Yeah. I can give you a Johnny Depp character with a Tom Cruise thing. Russell Crowe, like, yeah, fuck it, man. Call it Dark Universe or some shit. Like, it's so uninspiring. It's kind of giving me a panic attack just thinking about
how bad. Like, I could see like a monster. Like a monster world for sure. If they have access to all those old classic monsters, you could have some fun with that. But calling it Dark Universe, which was their failed attempt, they were like, we're creating the new Marvel Cinematic Universe, the Dark Universe.
Right.
And like suggest that they're still hanging on. And
yeah,
we'll see.
I mean,
maybe it'll be fun. Maybe it'll be fun around Halloween.
They're like, oh, we know what Gen Z wants. They want Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi. Like,
that's
nobody's
right.
Fucking, like, that's for fucking real, like, cinema heads. Like, if you know that age of, like, the monster flick or whatever. But after that, whatever. Go ahead, Universal. Just do whatever the fuck you're going to do. You know what I mean?
They also are introducing a Harry Potter section themed around the Fantastic Beast movie. So they're just, like, not taking the hint on this. They're just like,
yeah. Dude, just
maybe
ring it out.
If the theme park is good.
Yeah.
Our writer Jam was wondering if maybe they should have, if they might be thinking about a Cats themed park. If they're just doubling down on failed, where like everything, remember how in that movie, like everything was like kind of bigger? It wasn't like super big. It wasn't like Honey,
but
I Shrunk the Kids, but it was like, yeah, the full adult.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm a cat.
Yeah. Adult humans were cat sized. That would be fun. Actually,
honestly, that's more fun. Like, you don't even have to brand it. You'd be like, yo, go to Tiny World where you feel tiny and shit.
Yeah,
like, fine, okay, Tiny World, don't need to connect it to fucking Fantastic Fucks or whatever beasts.
We had a Tiny World weekend in my house. We watched Honey I Shrunk the Kids and Ant-Man. My kids were really on
shit.
A Tiny World kick.
What'd they think of Honey I Shrunk the Kids?
They liked it. They were like, what, we need more Tiny World shit. Give me people being extremely
small. How about this one? Do you want to go down to a cellular level? Check out Inner Space.
That's right. And finally, money dysmorphia is a thing.
This is
young adults are suffering from.
Apparently, it's trending. They say that this is like about a thing where people are obsessed with chasing the high life. So this is according to a survey, but done by, you know, like some credit companies a while back. But it showed that like 44% of Gen Z, 46% of millennials say they're, quote, obsessed with the idea of being rich compared to the average of 27% amongst the rich generations. It says a similar number of young adults admitted to being obsessed with being rich also admitted experiencing money dysmorphia, which is described as having a distorted view of one's finances that could lead them to make poor decisions. 59% of millennials and 48% of Gen Z also feel behind on their financial goals, though social media is partly responsible for all of this, to which I say this is kind of dumb. And people need to understand that for when you're younger, rich is like it's sort of a level of comfort that you identify, not necessarily like I need to have all this money. And as we get as people's futures become more uncertain and things become less attainable, you like, man, the people I know that have healthcare and like are able to like buy a condo are rich.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like stability. And I think that's just kind of weird to, I mean, I get too that we also get poisoned by consumer culture to a certain extent, especially when we're younger. But I feel a lot of this just also has to do with the lack of opportunity, the lack of mobility. And we're just sort of couching it in this language of like, they want to be rich. It's like,
yeah, exactly. Blame it on the end of it. It's the same as, you know, fossil fuel companies and the media getting it so that like the world is coming to an end because we didn't recycle every piece of trash. Yeah. Instead of like, no, it's actually, you know, 70% these massive corporations. These people are obsessed with their finances because they do not have the material wealth, because we live in a broken system that isn't giving it to them. And
our financial system just basically sucked every drop dry. And you have, again, generations of people that were told do X, Y, and Z. And then you get out into the real world and suddenly you're doing the John Travolta from Pulp Fiction gif where he's like, where the fuck is everything at? Like, what? You know, and now it's like, yeah, y'all are obsessed with being rich. So nice. They're like just really cynical way to describe how they're like all of this wealth has been siphoned up and redistributed upward. Yeah. And then saying like, I don't know what's wrong with these people. Like, so obsessed with this shit.
Rich people and like banks love to talk about how America suffers from bad financial literacy because it's a way of blaming, you know, poor people for being poor and not rich.
It's also
like
true,
like,
though, too.
Where'd you get your money? Because 80% of the time it came from your, like, you inherited it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Woo. Anyway, that's a grim one.
Yeah, that is a grim one. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday, January 30th. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show.
Yeah.
Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Nope. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.